Diabetes is not about... You sometimes hear things that are not entirely true. However, when lots of people say the same thing, or when you hear it from people whom you consider to be knowledgeable, you often end up believing what you hear. Then there are times when we see things that lead us to mistaken conclusions. Andrea's got dark skin. I guess she was born in Africa. The fact is, Andrea may have been born in your same city, and she may get her dark skin from her grandfather, who's from Cuba. Cuba is one of many countries with a large population of black people. But it's an American country, not an African country. Harold's foreign. He probably came to our country because his family couldn't find work. Harold's father could actually be a businessman from a large foreign multinational, managing a large factory now operating in our country. Maybe that's why Harold's family lives here. Luisa's not tall. She's probably just older because she's had to repeat a school year or something. Probably not too bright. Not necessarily. Some people are just tall. These are some of the things people who knew Carol thought about her diabetes. They thought diabetes was contagious. They thought Carol wasn't allowed to do sports. They thought she'd be more fragile than other kids. They thought she was an addict because she has to have injections. They thought she'd get very sick, go blind or maybe even die. What's really odd is how, though none of these fears is actually true, when they were around Carol, people behaved as if they really were true. Jonathan thought he could catch diabetes off Carol, which is why he did his best to avoid playing with her at break time. Carol's PE teacher was sure she wouldn't be able to do sports, which is why he never pushed her as hard as he did the other kids. Carol's mum had this idea that her daughter was more fragile than other children, which is why she felt that she could never deny Carol anything she wanted. Luisa saw her as a drug addict because Carol had to have insulin shots, which is why she no longer wanted to be friends with Carol. And Rosie was sure that Carol, her best friend, was going to get very, very sick, which is why Rosie was often very sad. I hope nothing like this ever happens to you. If you ever have doubts about something, ask someone who knows.